This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra is hoping the talents of its newly appointed artistic advisor can keep it moving forward after recovering from a $1.2 million debt.
My feeling after having been here for 6 months is that we're constantly trying to put and having to put Band-Aids on an open wound rather than going to the doctor and having it sorted out once and for all. So it's my hope that we can stop this sort of living from hand to mouth for the very short-term future for this orchestra. We can start actually planning future seasons with the knowledge that everything's going to be fine and safe and wonderful, and we can do what we're supposed to be doing best, which is serve the people of Colorado and of Denver specifically with the greatest music that the world has ever known.
In addition to his role with the CSO, Maestro Andrew Litten is also music director of Norway's Bergen Philharmonic, as well as conductor and artistic director of Minnesota Orchestra's Summerfest. KUNC's Carrie Saldo sat down with Litten at the Betcher Concert Hall to talk about the orchestra's finances, his goals, and what lies ahead for classical music.
Looking at the financial struggles that the orchestra has had in the past 2 to 3 years and recently overcome, you know, $70,000 surplus might seem small, but compared to a million-plus deficit that the orchestra was facing prior to that, it's a significant shift in the right direction. But to your point, you know, the Band-Aid approach that you've sort of had to take in the near term, what's it going to take to cauterize the wound and move forward and have a healthy patient?
Well, there's a lot of avenues that we need to develop. And one is, of course, to really start establishing a proper endowment here. I mean, we are a nonprofit organization, so you're not supposed to end the year with a lot of extra cash. But the idea is to also not end the year in the hole. And we've got to keep making programs that are attractive enough to a wide audience that will continue to fill Betcher Concert Hall. And that, of course, helps the bottom line as well. So it's not just out of the goodness of great philanthropers to help us, but it's also there's people coming to our shows, to our concerts.
Your decision to come on as artistic advisor, I was thinking about the perspective that you bring to the position. And in a sense, you know, the fact that you are a global maestro, what can you take from that experience and how can you use that to the benefit of audiences here in Colorado?
I have actually been a professional conductor for 31 years. And what's fascinating is every orchestra is different, but some of the problems are the same. And, you know, certainly the music is the same. And so basically everything I've done so far is music that is so close to me I've recorded. So this has been really, really fun. I'm doing all my top 40 charts at the moment. For example, my latest post has been in Norway with the Bergen Philharmonic. And very early on, in fact, my first year, we did Rite of Spring, and it became our party piece. But I haven't done it with another orchestra. So it was so strange starting to rehearse with the Colorado Symphony. You know, it's been a really fun process to put it together because everybody loves the piece. Everybody loves the challenge of the piece. It's still challenging 100 years later. It's mind-boggling.
Thinking about the role of an orchestra in the days of HD streaming and downloads that are available of music, how do you make live music relevant not only to the current audience, but the young audience, which will ultimately sustain an organization like the Symphony Orchestra?
I think actually technology helps us. The great thing about the widespread dissemination of our art all over the internet is that people get interested. They go, oh, that looks really cool. I'd love to hear that live. Oh, look, the symphony's doing it this week. Let's go. So we're actually able to capitalize on this technology and bring people in. And once people experience what it's like in a shared space to hear the sounds, I don't care if you spend $400,000 on a sound system, it's not the same as a live performance. The air pressure, all of the overtones, everything that goes on in a concert hall, and yes, even the coughing and the unwrapping of the candy wrappers, all of that experience is something that is, it cannot be replicated in any other way.
That was CSO Artistic Advisor Andrew Litten. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration of KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO. You can find more stories online at kunc.org.